Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be in Vancouver, you could be in Maine or Boston, you could be in Miami, you could be in Texas, San Diego, you could be in Montana, Minneapolis, everything in between. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to you, yeah, you, all over the place, wherever you're at. There's no show without you. Tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Tune in on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158, or a smart speaker. If you have one, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And if you're really into Amazon and all that other stuff, it's like a discount day, like Prime Day or something like that. Hey, go get your money's worth. Go get a speaker or, I don't know, buy some toilet paper or TV, I don't know. Anything that convince and hustle people into buying a product, they do it. It's just a crazy world we live in. I'm so used to this is wild stuff. Just thinking about it. You can order something in the morning and it will be at your doorstep in the evening, in the afternoon, at night. Just on your phone. This is just wild stuff to me. Technology is nuts. It's crazy. I know it sounds wild. Take me back to the Dewey Decimal System. Not really. Shep, you remember the Dewey Decimal System? Did you have to learn that?
No.
Wow. Yeah. Had to learn the Dewey Decimal System in the library. Sometimes I wish for a simpler time. No Instagram. No cellular phones. What a nice life that was. And here we are, can't be unattached. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A busy day, a busy night. The Rangers sweep the Orioles. The Astros beat the Twins 9-1. Houston now leads that series 2-1. And so now the Rangers sit and wait for the conclusion of that series to just probably, likely, have an all-Texas American League Championship Series. And so we wait on that. And then on the other hand, if we want to fast forward just a little bit, by the time we get to Wednesday night, we have National League action. So the Braves will be back in action against the Phillies. That series is tied 1-1. And then this sounds wild. The Diamondbacks are going to have a chance and an opportunity to eliminate the Dodgers. Arizona leading that series 2-0. And then the Astros, they can get the Twins the hell up on out of here tomorrow. So we got a lot of baseball. The Phillies and the Braves get things going at 5 p.m. Eastern time. The Astros and Twins get going at 7. And the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, they start at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we'll keep you up to date on all of it tomorrow when we are here on air. Tonight, outside of the baseball, we talked a lot of football. We talked about some of the injuries to some of the big players. Justin Jefferson is now out. He got a hamstring injury, and they have placed him on injured reserve. We can also keep on going. Travis Kelce dealing with an ankle. It looks like he's going to be ready to go this upcoming Thursday against the Broncos. We talked about another hurt guy, Aaron Rodgers, just still needling Travis Kelce about being Mr. Pfizer, challenging him to a vaccination debate. And then, God knows if we'll see him play again this year. I highly doubt it. Bad news for the Dolphins, Devon Achane. This man is also out with a knee injury. He's going to be gone for a few weeks, second in the NFL in rushing. And just injuries are the name of the game. And we even had someone called, and I think he was just hurt in a different way. He called up and he talked about the Orioles, and he said, oh, man, well, I'm hurting, and Major League Baseball hates the Orioles, and so it was all in the cards for them to lose. And I'm like, man, just find something else to go ahead and complain about. Just please. And so I got to get this out there.
What I'm trying to get to is I think, MLB does have some against the Orioles for what happened 27 years ago. Why do they have hold it against the Orioles for 27 years? I have no idea. They should let that go. But unfortunately, I guess, MLB remembers that. I mean.
Oh, my God. I wonder what else that guy believes. Shop, I bet you he's going to tell me he got abducted by space aliens.
I mean, we could go back to that little back and forth call you guys had. That was a good 3-4 minutes. We could take 7 different cuts and have that in our sound.
Do we need to?
Oh, no, we do not.
Yeah, don't do that. He believes in everything. I mean, he does. I bet you he got abducted by aliens. what else?
JR, I will say this. Yeah. When you got 3 100-win teams, the Orioles, the Dodgers, and even the Braves, and they all lose their first game, when you've had that much of a layoff, it is disadvantageous to the teams that did really well this year, who are going against the teams that you know are getting hot at the right time because they were afforded the right to play given their, less than stellar record compared to the 100-win teams, and it cost the 100-win teams.
Yeah, no, that's why this stupid-ass wild card is so, I don't want to say it's controversial, but you've added an additional postseason team, and now you're giving away 2 byes, and now the 2 teams have to wait. And even with the sweeps, this sounds so stupid to say, the 2-game sweeps that we got, they still had to sit around and wait from Sunday to Saturday. Yes, that's a crap ton of time. They don't get that much time off at all during the course of the season, at all, period. And so you can think about pitching and who's healthy and who's sharp and who's not. That counts for something, man. That's an excellent point, Shep. So I don't know if there's any type of adjustment that Major League Baseball is going to have moving forward. But the Braves in the thick of it now. And the Dodgers, man, even dating back to last year's postseason, they weren't all that hot. So it's a legitimate reason, but I think if you're good, you're going to be able to overcome it. There's some tough stuff there. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I told you, NHL season underway tonight. The NBA still kicking things around for their preseason at this point in time. We already got Dylan Brooks ejected, played 5 minutes for the Houston Rockets, already punched somebody in the groin. And a matter of fact, let's take a listen to that. This is Dylan Brooks. He's trying to go over a Daniel Tice screen, and he just hit this man where the sun don't shine. Take a listen.
And when you have a guy that just makes you have a long night.
there's another one, a bit of an elbow there to Tice, who is...
I love it.
And now Tice and Brooks have some words with one another because of the unnecessary contact. But obviously they also thought it was excessive contact for Dylan Brooks. So his first outing with the Rockets here in the preseason is a short-lived one.
Yo, what the hell is so what's so funny about hitting a guy in the crotch? Dylan Brooks, it took this man 5 minutes into a preseason game to get ejected. Like, what are we doing here, man? Someone needs to punch him in the head. And pardon me for being violent. Anyway, somebody who just ends up hurt all the time, regardless of whether he's punched in the head or not, is Anthony Davis. And there is so much hype surrounding Anthony Davis this season and what he needs to do. It's pretty hilarious. The expectations are high, if you ask me. They've talked about how he's been working out. I don't know if that means he's going to stay healthy. But, I mean, last week, LeBron James is like, oh, my God, Anthony Davis, he's the face of the team right now. Listen to this.
I mean, he is the face. You know, you look at all these numbers that surround this facility, all the greats that's come here, and AD is one of them. I was very, very happy and extremely proud and, like, just super dope to see him get that extension, to be a part of this franchise for years and years and years. And it's been a treat so far playing alongside of him, and I hope we can do some great things.
He played 56 games last year. What are we doing? He's never played more than 75 games. That was 6 years ago, six, 7 years ago. He's 30 years old right now. He could be the face on the side of a milk carton. Like, what? Anthony Davis, the face of what? And then the hype comes even more. I mean, Darvin Ham was just asked about this dude, how he feels about Anthony Davis and what he wants him to do. And he wants him to shoot more from the outside. Listen to this.
AD has shot the ball more the first two games. What's been the difference, you think, what you've seen out of him?
Just his comfort and something that he's worked on, you know, being more of a consistent shooter and not just more consistent in his areas, but consistent in deep range and not hesitating, not overthinking it. So he's got a good look. You know, we've all encouraged him to put it up. I told him I want him to, if he can, I know he won't do it, but maybe he'll shot me. But I request to see 6 3-point attempts a game. So 3 per half at least. And I wouldn't put that on him if I didn't think he was capable. He's more than capable, and I just think once he calibrates his mind to have that focus, he'll do it. And amongst all the other things, the great things that he does.
We're judging this off of 2 preseason games. The reporter is, he's shot nice from 3 in 2 games. He's 50%. He's knocked down 3 out of 6 threes. Whoopty freaking do. Last year, he shot 25% from 3. He's a 30% three-point shooter. Yeah, he keeps you honest. You have to account for him if he's going to shoot the 3. But that ain't his game. I mean, damn it, if he's going to knock down, I don't know, 35, 33, 34% of them, yeah, sure, give him a look. But 6 threes, yeah, he ain't doing that. You got to be happy enough if he can go out there and play. And so there's a lot of talk because his own teammate, his own coach, they are hyping him up. I will be pleasantly surprised if Anthony Davis plays more, and this might be on the high end. This is almost comical, laughable to say. Anthony Davis, 70 games. Shep, do you think he plays 70 games this year?
Not a chance.
What is the new threshold? 65, right, by the NBA?
So, Jared, right, correct. So without looking, and I'm almost 99.9% positive about this, since his mid-20s, I don't think he has played more than 62 games in any season.
No, so, he hasn't. No, right. I told you it's been 6 or 7 years since he played 75.
I thought you might have said that. That's right. So, obviously, We're talking about the days when he was a perennial All-NBA first-team player, and he was actually the Anthony Davis that should have been on the top 75 list.
Well, that's what he did, and that championship helped stamp them. But he don't play, man. It's sad.
Yeah,
he's always on. And you know what? He's always flying or trying to block or trying to pass, and he's in the air, and then he's on the ground. Did he sprain an ankle? Did he sprain a knee?
Right.
Did he fall on his shoulder?
Right. With all that being said, though, JR.
Yes.
When, and I know this is it's a big caveat with Anthony Davis. When he is on the floor, particularly last year, he was making some MVP noise. Like, he was giving you 26 points per game. He was leading the NBA in rebounds per game last year. He's an underrated passer, and he is an underrated outside spot-up shooter. LeBron James, JR, we saw this man go for 31 points in the first half of Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, and he completely ran out of gas. He understands the way this Lakers roster is constructed. He needs Anthony Davis as bad as ever.
So
this is his plea to Anthony Davis. If nothing else, please take your body and take this season as seriously as possible. Because LeBron has said this, JR. This might be his last year. I know he wanted to make it out to be. He would play with his two sons. He would play into year 24, possibly year 25. This could be it for LBJ.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't thinking about it.
Well, he is.
Well, damn, he's old. He's the one that got to get up and do it. Right. I ain't thinking about it.
He's our age, man. He's our age, and he's still playing. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, he's a freak of nature. I mean, I quit basketball years ago. My knee wouldn't tell me. My knee wouldn't let me. Look, God bless him. God bless Anthony Davis, too. It's just a matter of consistency. I think Anthony Davis has reached the point of his career. He's afraid, man. The consistency of Anthony Davis, and we saw this in a postseason as well. Even when he's healthy, he disappears in stretches. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fear of, I might get hurt. It's a lot of Giancarlo Stanton syndrome in there. I can go ahead and I can hit a single or I can hit a double. But damn it, if I hit a double, I can't run that hard. It's just going to have to be a single. I don't want to get hurt running the bases. And I think Anthony Davis has reached a point in his career, and I don't know, everybody works hard in the postseason, right? Everybody's getting stronger and healthy to last the year, and then they come back and they get hurt again. In the case of Anthony Davis, I really want to see him just play. And I can't trust it, man. He's going to go through his stretches, but I would love to be proven wrong. Because he's a fun dude to watch when he's going. I just don't know if he feels physically capable of going 100% without breaking down. So big expectations for Anthony Davis from his own head coach, from LeBron. And I'm sure LeBron James wants nothing more than to just be like, man, I'm too old to be doing this crap. You go do it, man. Like, do something, please. Please. Good luck to Anthony Davis. 70 games, fingers crossed. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Larry's calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I had one take before, but now I have two now, right? So the first thing is, you guys are talking about Anthony Davis. I have a perfect player comp for him with guys who always get hurt, and that's Chris Paul, right? So Chris Paul always gets hurt at the wrong time. He did it for my Rockets a few years ago, and I thought we had a great chance to win a title, but he pulled up lame about to beat a team who the previous year had like the best regular season record ever in NBA history, but he just couldn't make it. He pulled up with a hammy. I mean, he's always pulling up with something.
He's been around for like 20 years. There's a difference. He's old. He's old. Yes, he's old. He's about 10 years older than this guy.
A good 80, Lee. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He is. Okay, I mean, yeah, he is. But the thing is, they always just get hurt at the most inopportune times. But the thing is,
I wouldn't put – I hear you, but I would not put Chris Paul in his category. Yes.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. I have another thing about baseball right now, right? Here's another take. So, ALDS, you know, I feel like if the Astros can, if we can just pull it out, even if we give the Twins another game, that means Verlander will come back for the fifth game, and I think we'll smoke them. That's just my opinion. I just want, but here's my question for you, and I want to hear this from you national guys and the producer also.
Forget national guys. Why, hold on. Wait.
Go ahead. You got it.
I'm a national, tell me, I'm a national guy.
You are? I mean, CBS, right?
Yeah, it's a nationally syndicated show, correct.
Okay. You got to hear the question first when I ask you, right? So just hear the question out. If we can get three in 6 years, will we be mentioned, the Astros we're talking about, the D word, dynasty, if we can get three in 7 years?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Probably, yes. I don't know. There's so much of a taint dating back to 2017. I don't know. That's a good question. I think it would be a conversation for what you just said. Yes.
Because we have made the ALCS like damn near every year since 2017.
Right.
And, I mean, no other team has had a run like that. No one's won back-to-back since the Yankees like 20 years ago. So I was just like, do you think it'll be actually talked about, even mentioned, even is just thrown out there?
We talked about this earlier on in the show. Nothing is ever going to take away from the Astros and the cheating and the banging on the cans and all that. Nothing is going to take away from that. I think if this was a team that didn't have to deal with the scandal and all of the ramifications of it, whether it be a Carlos Beltran or a Cora, I think the answer would be a clear-cut yes, but it's just the reality. It's not. I think in due time, maybe years down the line, it might be looked upon in that way, but in the current space, I don't think so, no. Why are you sighing at me for? What happened?
Because, I mean, I remember, like, Jim Rome telling us way back in the day, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And he didn't start that. That's going back, like, 60, 70 years, right? Guys have always been looking for a way to get over or, like, I mean.
Yes, but not everybody
like
gets.
Stripped. It's not like we're talking about banging
Larry,
the balls down for your quarterback to have a smaller ball to throw extra touchdowns and a ball to travel further.
Larry.
Or you guys still in play. I mean,
Larry.
Larry. I'm here.
Yeah, but you talking. Listen, Larry, not everybody gets caught to the extent and punished that they are. I'm not talking about the what ifs. I'm talking about what actually happened. And what happened and the ramifications and the punishments that have gone along with it have put the Astros, especially at the beginning part, 5-6 years ago, it's put them in a negative light, and that's just it. And so you asked me a question, and I gave you the answer. Me personally, I do not care. It doesn't matter to me. But if you ask me what the reality is, that's why they haven't gotten or probably won't get their just due. And I think you understand that. You don't got to reason it with me.
JR, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, Chef. Yeah. Does that make sense, Larry?
Yeah, because it's only two right now. That's why I'm like, if it gets to three, because right now it's not even in a conversation. But if it gets to three, I would think it should be legitimately talked about.
I don't think so, Larry. People are always going to mention that first part of what I said. Look, I can drive around a Bentley, and if I put a dent in the front of it, the dent's still going to be there, and it's still going to be a Bentley. Okay.
Don't be a okay. Dented Bentley. You're correct.
That's right. It's just a dented Bentley. Chef, what happened?
So I'm thinking to Larry's question. There's three in our lifetime in the last 30 years. Yankees, late 90s, early 2000s. Giants, early 2010s. And then the Astros, if they do go 3 of 6, the Red Sox won 4, but it's over a 15-year, 20-year span, so I don't know if that counts. But the Yankees, I think you would admit, are the biggest baseball dynasty of the last 30 years. But you do talks about the likes of an Andy Pettit, of a Roger Clemens, and you know exactly where I'm going with this. And obviously A-Rod multiple times, even though he's not part of the early Yankee dynasty teams. There's a lot of cheating that went on in baseball, and a lot of those Yankees had a lot to do with it. Do we hold it against the Yankees the same way we do about the Astros? Because I feel like the Astros get much more of an unfair reputation than the Yankees of the late 90s and early 2000s, when a lot of them cheated.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. A lot of the Yankees, when the Yankees won a lot of their championships, there weren't so much ramifications at the time, because a lot of that came years later. Let's keep that in mind. The Yankees didn't have the benefit of a former teammate coming out the box and ratting them out. And so that's the first thing there. A second, when you talk about the Yankees and they are romanticized, people aren't necessarily looking at a Roger Clemens or an Andy Pettit. People are looking at Derek Jeter. You know, people are looking at Mariano Rivera. They actually had, whether you hated them, they had respected players in that regard. And so I agree with you. The Yankees aren't looked upon in the same way. But those are the reasons as to why. And when you think about the punishments that came across, especially for what took place with the Astros, whether you think they got a raw deal or not, one of their players ratted them out for banging on a can. And a lot of people got punished in that regard. The Yankees, they got punished in the court of public opinion, and a lot of that came later on. And then when you look at the success of the Yankees, it wasn't just the Roger Clemens or the Andy Pettits. Andy Pettit had success prior to his admission to using, and a lot of that stretches even before Roger Clemens even walked into the door, or Jason Giambi, or a cheating-ass Alex Rodriguez. So it's a wide span and a wide range. And the Astros, even what they've done, is a little bit more concentrated, especially at the onset, especially the fact that one of their teammates ratted him out, and there were some wide ramifications, especially in particular for the coaches. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Get some more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'd tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Amongst everything that is going on tonight, the Orioles being eliminated by the Rangers, the Astros trying to move on against Minnesota, beating them 9-1. Hockey started tonight. Yeah, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they just won the Stanley Cup back in June. They're back in action tonight. Damn it. They're playing right now. We got three games tonight to start off the NHL season. The Golden Knights currently beating the Kraken 3-1. About 5 minutes left in the third, so I assume the Golden Knights will hold on to win that one. Let's see. And then we also had the Tampa Bay Lightning. They beat the Predators 5-3. And then we had those Blackhawks. They beat the Penguins 4-2. So, hey, listen, let's see what the Golden Knights can actually do in defense of their championship. I mean, for an expansion franchise, not too shabby of a start. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark. He's calling from Montreal. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
How's my favorite sports radio show host doing?
I'm okay. How you doing? What's on your mind?
I am doing great, JR. I called in last week. I was depressed, and I know you said you wanted to hear me how I sound when I'm happy. Well, JR, it's your lucky night because I am happy.
You sound miserable, but go ahead.
Do I?
Yeah, you still sound miserable. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's your thing. It's okay.
I'm happy.
Great. Okay, I'll take your word. I don't need you to prove it.
All right. Let me get to it. That guy from Baltimore who called earlier today, he said the MLB hates Baltimore. I don't know about the MLB, but I'll tell you one thing. I hate Baltimore. Oh, they got all the kids up there. They think they're the best. And they're cocky. And they're all arrogant fans. And that broken down ballpark, Camden Yards. I'm happy as hell to see those guys crying tonight. Wow.
Okay, Mark. All right. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you for calling from Montreal. Thanks. He ain't got nothing better to do than be miserable in Montreal. Why do you care what's going on in Baltimore?
I thought that guy from Toronto last night was bad.
Nah, listen, man. Hey, you don't like Baltimore so much. Why don't you why don't you leave Montreal, come down to the United States of America, stand outside Camden Yards and scream that? And let me know how that works out for you. And let me know how it works out. You might end up in a harbor, but what do I know? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we have to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, congratulations to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. It's official. They win their season opener 4-1 over the Kraken. Nice to raise a banner after winning the Stanley Cup and start the season off on the right foot. We talked about some teams tonight that are basically had their seasons ended or have had their seasons ended. On the baseball side, the Texas Rangers wipe out and sweep the Baltimore Orioles 7-1. Baltimore, the second 100-plus win team in this era of wild card baseball, to not walk away with not one victory in the postseason. And then we also talked about Houston going up 2-1 on Minnesota. Houston wins tonight 9-1. They have an opportunity to get Minnesota done, eliminate them tomorrow, and move on to an all-Texas American League Championship Series. We also have the National League matchups all set up as well. The Diamondbacks will have an opportunity to go out there and sweep. Sounds crazy. Sweep the Dodgers tomorrow, and then we also have Atlanta up in Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. That series tied 1-1. Wouldn't be surprised if they had to push that one to all five games. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some more of your calls before we have to absolutely roll out. Let's go ahead and start with Luigi. He's calling from Pennsylvania. What's up, Luigi?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I'm all over the place now with all these controversies that you were talking about. But I was calling about football. I just wanted to ask you because before the season started, you gave your picks for what teams you thought were going to be, you know, Super Bowl contenders. I think you said Eagles, Chiefs, Niners, Baltimore, I think you said the Bengals. I was just wondering if anything changed with that.
Well, I mean, obviously the Bengals not looking all that damn good. Joe Burrow having to run around on a busted leg to start
the season
Ravens,
off. And the Ravens, that's right.
Oh, well, thank you, Luigi. Yeah, no, my thought process hasn't changed too much, and I think the majority of the teams that you just mentioned, the last I looked, one is 4-1, the other ones are like undefeated so far. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean you picked them. I agreed with you. I just was curious if anything changed because of the way the Bengals were playing and the Ravens.
Yeah, well they've been hurt, so let's see what happens. That's how it goes. Well, thank you, Luigi.
Yep. Yeah, and thanks for making my work nice easier listening to you. I appreciate it.
I'm trying, Luigi. Appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Eric is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, JR. Hey, I think one player that might have Mr. Dylan Brooks is Isaiah Stewart. Remember when LeBron James gave him a bloody eye?
He went chasing after LeBron, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, my comments
about this. How much money do we got to pay him to swing at Dylan Brooks?
Man, with Stewart, not much. Not much.
Just breathe on him. Yeah.
Exactly. But my comments about the Rangers, you know, that team's been injuries tonight. Everybody thought with DeGrom out and Scherzer out that the Rangers, even though they have one of the top three batting lineups, was going to be a pushover because they're pitching. But Uvalde, in two games, he had 15 strikeouts and zero walks. And then Seager, he had 9 walks in a 5-game series. He tied the record. And the only time that he got a pitch was tonight. He got a solo home run. So I think Bochy's got these guys, like, cool as cucumbers. And I think when the Houston trash cans come to Texas, I don't think they have a chance. And Scherzer's going to be back, too. Scherzer's going to be back.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know if you want to count on that. Because have you seen him? Have you seen him over the past few years when the games matter?
Yeah, he's
have you seen
good.
Him in a regular season?
Yeah, that regular season is what worries me. But in the playoffs, he's an assassin.
Bro, he has barely gotten to the postseason. Ask the New York Mets how he did last season. Look, when Scherzer is so old now at this point and so worn down that he'll finish a start and he'll be like, oh, my side hurts. My arm is tired. I got a dead arm. Like, that's where he's at in his career. Now, having said that, he can go out there and give you 6 or 7 and strike out 6 or 7 or 8, but he's also just as likely to go out there and get shellacked. So this ain't Detroit Tigers Scherzer, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had a good game. I wouldn't be surprised if he got smacked around. He's less of a sure thing. But I will agree with you. When Jacob DeGrom decided to sign with the Rangers and he was just like, oh, my God, I wanted to come here and win, it looked like a sham. It looked like he was just going there for the money. And ironically, they're having so much success. They've made it to the American League Championship Series basically without him. And I know this is tough. The man cried when he announced that he's gonna be out. I know this is tough for him to swallow. But I guess he can look at his bank account and feel a little bit better, man. So thank you, Eric.
All right, have a good night, John.
You as well. Thank you so much. Dave is here from Miami. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, JR? Longtime listener. Love your show. I want to talk about Anthony Davis real quick.
Sure.
I think moving forward, he should just turn into Patrick Ewing and just walk around like a mummy. All bandaged up because he's so afraid to do everything.
You just want to just tape him down in some ice, wrap him up?
I don't know. He's so scared of everything. Yeah, you know, I don't get it. So I really don't get it. And also want to make a comment about. Yeah, I know. I know. He's I don't know. Makes no sense. I also want to make a comment about Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
The thing with him is that, you know, he loves the drama and. The Jets, New York loves giving it to him. So they made such a big deal about trading him. But the problem with that is that everyone said that once he got hurt, it was over because this guy Wilson, either he doesn't care or he just doesn't want to be there. That's why he's not.
Zach, no.
Developing.
I think he's just not good. I think especially from when he got drafted, the New York Jets didn't give him the best of help. Coming over from BYU, it's not like he played against the best of competition. And so he's gotten a crash course. So it's a hard knock life. We'll see what happens. I don't think he's going to be around with the New York Jets for the long term. Not a good look.
So pretty much he's like Sean Bradley of the NFL, right?
Sean Bradley had all the hype behind him. BYU, a Mormon guy.
Yeah, he had all that hype how great he was, and then he got abused every time when he came to the NBA. So.
Yeah, well, I think it's a different thing to be 7'6" and expect to be a center that's going to whoop everybody's ass. See, I was selected number 2 overall at QB. But we get more of those guys coming into the NFL than anything else. A lot of quarterbacks, they don't work out. It's what it is. 855-212-4CBS. It's Mauricio. You're on CBS. Go ahead, Mauricio. Go ahead.
Don't get to heaven. How are you doing, JR? How's your heart?
My heart?
Your heart
what happened? Did you do something to it?
You got Jesus?
Oh, hold on, Mauricio. You asked me about my heart, and you asked, do I have Jesus?
Yes.
I got a question for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Did you call to ask me about Jesus, or did you call to ask me about sports?
The sports, the saints.
Okay.
Go ahead
so
and
hold on, Mauricio. Mauricio, you call up. You call up, and you talk about Jesus, which is great. I got no problem with Jesus. Me and Jesus don't have no beef. But when you call up, Mauricio, I would like it, and it would make probably more sense if you just talked about sports or whatever you want to talk about. I mean, you calling me asking me about Jesus is just as relevant as you asking me if I had a ham sandwich today, you know?
That's because it's eternity. That's like,
Mauricio.
I'll go ahead and go
on. No, it's not you go ahead. No, I want you to listen to me, Mauricio. Okay? You call up. And I got no problem with you mentioning or talking about Jesus. None at all. None. Zero. But you belabor the point. You don't talk about sports. And then you ramble on, Mauricio. And so I got to tell you this, Mauricio. If you call up again and I pick the phone up, I got no problem with you saying anything about Jesus. But get to the sports point, okay? Is that
That's
a deal?
Very important. That's
No. No. Listen,
well,
is that a deal? Yes
Saints
or no? Mauricio.
Going on, you know?
No, Mauricio.
One by one. 34.
Mauricio. Hey, listen. Don't call back for 2 months, okay? Call back on Christmas.
God loves you.
I won't be here on Christmas. Shep, I ain't going to be here for Christmas. I hope he calls on Christmas. I won't be here.
He'll probably be calling me, so thanks for that.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here on Christmas. When does Christmas come? Monday the 25th.
No, you said 2 months. He may take you literally and call you back December 11th, and you'll be here then.
I ain't picking a phone up.
You said 2 months.
Well, listen, I lied.
Fair enough. Okay.
I told a lie. Yeah. Hey, Mauricio, don't call, man. If you call, don't expect me to pick up. I'm not picking up. I got no problem with Jesus, but man, like, hit a point. Please. Please. Sheesh. Save that for somebody else, man. I mean, we call anybody. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We got a top six list for you tomorrow. We're going to talk about coaches on the hot seat. I wonder if Belichick is there. Yeah, maybe Belichick is there. And we got baseball. Catch you tomorrow, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. 1 year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.